I thought the kitten was adorable, but Uchida paid it little attention and instead sat squinting his eyes at me, shifting his head this way and that. A few days later, the news came that he wanted me to model in his studio. Mameha cautioned me not to speak a word to him and sent me off chaperoned by her maid, Tatsumi, who spent the afternoon nodding off in a drafty corner while Uchida moved me from spot to spot, frantically mixing his inks and painting a bit on rice paper before moving me again. If you were to go around Japan and see the various works Uchida produced while I modeled for him during that winter and the years that followed, such as one of his only surviving oil paintings hanging in the boardroom of the Sumitomo Bank in Osaka, you might imagine it was a glamorous experience to have posed for him. But actually, nothing could have been duller. Most of the time, I did little more than sit uncomfortably for an hour or more. Mainly, I remember being thirsty, because Uchida never once offered me anything to drink. Even when I took to bringing my own tea in a sealed jar, he moved it to the other side of the room so it wouldn't distract him. Following Mameha's instructions, I tried never to speak a word, even one bitter afternoon in the middle of February, when I probably should have said something and didn't. Uchida had come to sit right before me and stare at my eyes, chewing on the mole in the corner of his mouth. He had a handful of ink sticks and some water that kept icing over, but no matter how many times he ground ink in various combinations of blue and gray, he was never quite satisfied with the color and took it outside to spill it into the snow. Over the course of the afternoon, as his eyes bored into me, he became more and more angry and finally sent me away. I didn't hear a word from him for more than 2 weeks. I'd later found out he'd fallen into another drinking spell. Mameha blamed me for letting it happen. As for Dr. Crab, when I first met him, he'd as much as promised to see Mameha and me at the Shirei Tea House, and yet as late as 6 weeks afterward, we hadn't heard a word from him. Mameha's concern grew as the weeks passed. I still knew nothing of her plan for catching Hatsumomo off balance, except that it was like a gate swinging on two hinges, one of which was Nobu and the other of which was Dr. Crab. What she was up to with Uchida, I couldn't say, but it struck me as a separate scheme, certainly not in the very center of her plans. Finally, in late February, Mameha ran into Dr. Crab at the Ichiriki Tea House and learned that he'd been consumed with the opening of a new hospital in Osaka. Now that most of the work was behind him, he hoped to renew my acquaintance at the Shirei Tea House the following week. You'll recall that Mameha had claimed I would be overwhelmed with invitations if I showed my face at the Ichiriki. This was why Dr. Crab asked we join him at the Shirei instead.